的世代当中，我们可以靠主站立的稳，与主同工，向人传讲全备的福音，让更多的人能够来归向主你自己。谢谢主，听我们这样的祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。好，感谢主啊！这个我们今天这个来到了这个罗马书的第三章二十七到三十一节的经文。
This verse is on Romans chapter 3:27-31.
那我们分享的题目呢？是这个因信称义啊，第二部分。
So the topic, the truth of justification by faith, part two.
那我们上一次分享过这个因信称义呢，它是一个重要的一个教义，它也是这个福音当中的一个重要的核心。
Last time we talked about the justification by faith is a very important doctrine. Also, it's the center of the gospel.
那很多时候呢，这个我们首先在传讲福音的时候呢，我们要知道我们要传讲是全备的福音，并且呢，第二个呢，我们是要捍卫这个全备的福音的。
So we need to know. We first need to know what's the full gospel. Then, second, we need to know how to apologetic to defend the gospel.
那否则呢，如果我们不太清楚我们传讲的是个全备的福音的话，那更不会去捍卫全备的福音了。
If we don't know what's the complete gospel, then we don't know how to apologetic to it.
那上一次这个我们分享过这个天主教的这个教皇那个方舟方几个呢，他在这个新加坡这个遇见及一些年轻人，他讲的话，他说每一个宗教呢都可以通往神的路，这是一个明显讨人喜欢的信息，所有的宗教呢都宣扬的都是拯救人的这样一个信息，那你们听一听，这是不是真理呢？
So last time we have a talk about that Pope Francis went to Singapore, talked to some young people, and he told them, say, every religion is a way to God. So this obviously is a popular statement, try to please everyone. But we need to know, is this the truth?
这是一个魔鬼的信息。
This is the statement from devil.
所以天主教所传讲的信息呢，我们都要深思明辨，否则的话，我们真的是在亵渎真理的。
So information from the Catholic Pope that we need to think about very carefully, otherwise is a blasphemy.
那如果我们对福音不清楚的话，我们会不会把这个教皇讲的话当成真理来看呢？
But if you don't know the fully gospel, then maybe you would think of what he says is correct.
我们要设想一下，如果我们当时也在现场的话，我们会不会也在那里点头认同了，微笑呢？
So we think about it. If we were present at the time when he talked about this statement,Will we be also nodding and smiling and kind of agree with him?
那弟兄姐妹，这个圣经已经非常清楚地告诉我们，在保罗那个时代已经有那些假教师、假师傅了。
So Paul, the Bible has told us in the post ages they also have fake teachers and fake prophets.
当这些假师傅、假教师来传讲这些人所喜欢、所听的信息的时候，我们是不是有一个分辨的心在那里？
So when those false prophet, false teacher,When they come to say something pleasing to your ear, do you have the knowledge to distinguish the truth and the fake?
否则的话，我们会不会成为耶稣所在圣经当中讲的这个瞎子领瞎子呢？
Otherwise, you will become Jesus said, blind leads blind.
那我们都知道，瞎子领瞎子的结果呢，就是一起掉到坑里面去。
And the result that they both fall into the pit.
唯一能够帮助我们能够分辨清楚的话分辨那些假教师、假师傅的话。就是我们回归圣经。
So the only way to distinguish the truth and the fake is go back to the Bible.
那我们若是远离圣经的话，我们很可能会认同那些所谓讨人喜欢的信息的。
So apart from Bible, maybe you will agree with those statements that are pleasing everyone.
那我们先用一点点时间呢，我们先回顾上一段经文所分享的，作为今天经文分享的一个背景。
So use some time we discuss, we talk about what we did last sermon.
那么上一次呢，我们这个知道这个保罗呢是花了三章的信息呢来讲犹太人和外邦人的罪就是说世上所有的人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
The last time Paul uses three chapters to talk about Jewish and the Gentiles the sin that everyone has sinned against the law.
世人他没有办法脱离这个神公义的审判。那人在面对神审判的时候呢，是任何的辩驳都是苍白无力的。
So no one can escape God's judgment. No matter what you do, what kind of excuse you have, you cannot avoid it.
那所以说呢，保罗开始在这个时间段呢，在三章的二十一节呢，开始来讲这个重要的一个信息，就是因信称义的信息。
So on chapter 3:21, Paul starts saying that we are justified by faith.
那么这个是人唯一的一个出路。
This is the only way.
那么上一次我们分享的，首先分享的这个神的公义已经显明了。
Last time we talked about just God's just has shown to us.
就是人靠着这个律法呢，他是没有办法称义的。
So man by keeping the law, there's no way they can just.
那称义呢，在这个原文当中呢，它是个法庭的用语，就是经过神的审判呢，这个人被神认为是无罪的，是符合神公义的标准的。
So just was a term they used in the court. That means after the God's judgment, this person is innocent and is qualified to God's standard for a justification.
但是人又守不住神给的律法，所以这个保罗在这里告诉世人，他说神在律法以外呢，使人称义的办法已经显明了。
So, but the people cannot keep the God's law. So that's why Paul tells people that besides the law, that there's already there's other way to show that to be justified. Then that's by Christ dying on the cross.
那就是耶稣基督一个十字架的救恩，那并且呢是有这个旧约的这个律法和先知为证的。
So, and also has Old Testament to be witness to this.
所以说，因为有这些这个见证呢，这个耶稣基督上十字架呢，它不是一件心血来潮的事情啊，不是一时兴起，是神有计划、有安排的。
So with the Old Testament telling us that Jesus Christ come to the earth, it's not only in the wind, it's not by accident. It's God's planning, God's arrangement.
因为神爱世人。
God loved the world.
那么第二个这个信息呢，是神的义呢，他是要加给一切相信的人。
God's justice give to everyone who is believe.
就是呢，如果有人愿意相信耶稣基督十字架的这样救恩的恩典，神就称这个人为义。
Just whoever wants to believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross, this grace will be given unto you, then you will be justified.
神就不纪念我们所犯的一切的罪孽。
God will not remember our sin.
因为基督已经在十字架上替我们承担了。
Because Jesus Christ has died on the cross and a substitute for our sin.
第三个呢，是告诉我们神的义呢，它是白白的使我们称义的。
Number three, God's justified is given to us freely.
白白的称义呢，就是告诉我们，我们没有付上任何的代价。
Freely means we did not pay the price.
我们借着这个信，我们就得了称义这个恩典。
So we by belief, then we received the grace.
但是这个白白的称义，并不是说没有人付代价，是基督他用他生命付了这个重价的。
So freely received doesn't mean there's no price. It's the price that Jesus has paid with his life.
那么这是我们上一次所分享的一个经文的主要内容。
That's the subject that we presented last time.
那么今天呢，我们要这个分享的信息呢，是保罗对所有前面讲的信息呢，是一个总结。
Today we're going to do the conclusion from Paul.
那不过呢，这个保罗呢，在这段经文当中所使用的是排除和否定的方式来传讲这个因信称义的真理。
So Paul in here, he's using in the scripture is the way of exclusion and the negation to tell the correct way of justification by faith.
那我们要用刚才这个我们读过的经文呢，我们来这个按照次序呢来分享这些信息。
Then we will look today's verse and the subject.
第一呢，是因信称义呢，它不是靠人的一个夸口。第二呢，这个因信称义呢，不是靠着这个律法之功的。第三个呢，因信称义呢，不单单是给这个犹太人的。那么第四个呢，因信称义呢，不是废弃神的律法。
First, justification by faith is not based on human boasting. Second, justification by faith is not achieved through works of the law. Three, justification by faith is not exclusive to the Jews. Fourth, justification by faith does not abolish God's law.
好，我们先来看这个第一点，因信称义呢，不是靠人的夸口。
First, justification by faith is not based on human boasting.
那我们来看27节的经文，即使这样，哪里能夸口呢？没有夸口的了。
Verse 27, where then is boasting? It is excluded.
那这是在讲什么呢？
What's this mean?
那么这是在讲因信称义的这样的一个人呢，来到神的面前呢，这个态度呢，他不是一个骄傲夸口的一个态度。
So talk about the people that we can face the God is not by boasting.
这个犹太人他总是认为我们是神的选民。我们这个有神的应许、礼仪、律法等等，我们呢好像是比别人高一等的。
So Jewish people always think they are the God's chosen people. They have God's law, God's decree, God's promises. So they think they are above other person.
那么言下之意就是说，我们得不得救恩呢？谁还能得着救恩呢
？In other words, that means if we cannot receive salvation, who can?
所以当这个犹太人在这个讲这个救恩的时候呢，他们有一种自夸的一个心态啊。在保罗，我们知道保罗在前面已经辩驳过很多次了。
So Jewish people, when they were talking about salvation, they have kind of boasting attitude.
啊，我们也举过一个例子，一个自以为有道德的人啊，看上去不错的人，看一个道德不太好的人呢，就好像一个道德好的人呢，站在山顶上看一个道德不好的一个人。
So we have used example is a highly morality person look down the people that with a low morality, just like a people that were standing on the mountain and the other person standing on the bottom.
对，那这个好像是个道德好的人呢，看这个下面的人，这个人山底下的这个人呢，好像是用鄙视的态度来看的。
So the highly morality person look down the lower morality person.
可是呢，从神的眼光当中呢。啊，这个两个人的高度是一样，因为神在至高至处的。
But from God's eyes, all those both people look the same because God is in the upper higher place.
那保罗在这个二十七节的经文是告诉我们什么信息呢
？So what did Paul want to tell us?
保罗要告诉我们，一个因信称义来到神的面前的这样的一个人，啊，他是他自己非常清楚，这个人他自己是一个无药可救的罪人。
So Paul tells us, whenever we come to the Lord, justified by faith, we know there's nothing we can do to help ourselves.
没有基督，即使是这个人在地上取得了不得了的一个成就，啊，在地上活的这个丰盛的名利这个显赫，啊，都是死路一条的人。
So no matter how accomplished this person on earth, no matter how big he is, he's destined to die.
那么这样一个观念呢，对于一个世界上的人呢，他是没有办法接受的。
This idea there cannot be accepted by the worthy person.
因为人总是用肉眼啊顾念所见的，人没有办法用信心顾念所不见的。
Because people believe what they can see with their own eyes, and they cannot accept the faith that cannot be seen.
并且呢，这节经文呢，再次提醒我们啊，夸口本来这个夸口。这个本来与我们所信的主耶稣基督的生命是完全相反的。
And this verse tells us that boasting is on the contrary with the life of Jesus Christ.
圣经非常清楚地告诉我们，耶稣基督是谦卑自己来到这个世界上的，他是降生在马槽当中的，他不是因为他是万王之王、万主之主，他去找一个富丽堂皇的地方来降生的。
And the Bible tells us that Jesus lived a humble life. He was born in a manger with humbly a person. He's not because he's the king of kings, the lord of the lord. So he will be born in the a splendid palace and in a noble place.
那好像是要显出他的一个高贵的一个身份地位啊，这个不是的。
So he don't need to use this to present himself.
那主耶稣他是一位谦卑自己的一个这样一个君王。
Jesus Christ is a humbly God.
那我们每年十二月份的这个圣诞节，我们都要庆祝耶稣基督的一个降生的。
Every year December we celebrate Jesus' birth.
我们在地时这个在地上稍微有一些地位的人，他都不会让孩子出生在这样一个地方的。
In the on this earth, with some noble people will not have their children born in the manger.
那我想这个我们的孩子都不会让这个让他们出生在这个马槽当中了，对不对
？Even we, if we can, we will not let our kids born in the manger, right?
我们的主是一个谦卑舍己的这样一个生命，那并且也告诉我们说，主耶稣是他这个圣经也告诉我们说，主耶稣是在这个加利利这个拿撒勒那里长大的。
So the Jesus Christ is a very humble life, and also the Bible tells us Jesus is from Galilee, the Nazarene.
拿撒勒在犹太人的眼中呢，是一个没有人看得起的地方。
Nazareth is a place that Jewish people look down.
甚至连耶稣的门徒啊，在这耶稣在呼召他们的时候，耶稣的门徒这个拿但业都说，拿撒勒有什么好的
？Even when Jesus is calling the disciples, one of the disciples, Nazareth, have been made the statement said, "Can anything good come out of it?"
耶稣的门徒是不是也是个势利眼呢？
So is the Jesus disciple also very snob?
就是在今天社会上很多人都不太愿意告诉人家他是从哪里来的。
In today's society, a lot of people don't want to tell people where they're coming from.
他怕这个，我告诉了你这个，我是一个小地方来的时候，你看不起他。
Maybe if we come from the little village, you will look down on me.
啊，这个其实这基督徒不应该有这种心态的，因为我们在基督里面是一家人的。
This is not the right gesture because we are all in the same family, in the family of Christ.
我在这个原来的教会当中，这个欢迎新朋友的时候呢，当有人起来介绍他自己的时候，他常常会说：“我是从北京来的，啊，我是从上海来的。”
So at my previous church, when we greeting the newcomers, some people were introducing themselves. They are come from Beijing. I come from Shanghai.
那我这个敬拜完结束以后呢，我就啊这个非常兴奋，因为有新朋友来了，我要和他们这个打招呼了。这个我马上这个跟他们说：“哦，你是从上海来的，那我就用上海话跟你讲了。”
So a lot of time then I will after the service I will go greet in the newcomers and I say, "Oh, you from Shanghai?" I will speak Shanghainese to them.
那他马上说不是的，我是坐飞机从上海来的，我是从北京坐飞机来的。
They will say, "No, I'm not. I'm just flew from Shanghai. I'm not Shanghainese."
啊，弄了半天我也不知道他到底是哪里人。
So in the end, I have no idea where he's from.
所以神做事的法则和我们地上做事的法则，人的做事法则是完全不一样的。基督他就是一个谦卑的一个生命。
So God's way and our way is totally different, okay? Jesus Christ is a humility and humbly life.
夸口在原文当中呢，他的意思就是自己夸自己，是要自己荣耀自己。
Boasting in the original meaning is giving praise to self or glorify self.
那这个呢，其实它是一个罪。
This is a sin.
对，我们记得这个雅各书在第四章的时候，他讲过一件事情。
In the book James chapter 4 has mentioned it.
他讲过一个人他是这个夸口要到一个地方去一年的时间要在那里呢是赚钱得利。
Yeah, has mentioned one business person that go to a place to do business in the 1 year's make 1 year's wages.
那么在这个雅各讲完这件事情以后呢他这个在第四章的十六节他说现今你们竟以张狂夸口凡这样夸口的都是恶的。
So in the James 4:16 says, "As it is, you boast and brag; all such boasting is evil."
那么这个恶呢，在原文当中可以解释为魔鬼。
This evil can be translated to devil.
那所以我们要知道，一个自夸的人是一个魔鬼在这个人身上的工作。
So we know the boasting person that means a devil has worked on him.
自夸他不是出于神的，他是。这样自夸的人，他是没有办法来到神的面前的。
Boasting not coming from God, so the boasting person cannot facing God.
那对于自夸，其实我们并不陌生的。
Boasting is not stranger to us.
那自夸常常几乎在我们的生命当中出现的。
So in our old lives before Christ, we also all the time doing boasting.
那读过点书的人呢，他看不起读书读的少的人；有点钱的人呢，他看不起这个不太富裕的人。这个有些地位的人呢，他看不起这个平民百姓的。
So highly educated people look down the people that with no education. The person with money look down the people that's poor. And the noble person in the society look down the ordinary people.
那么这些人呢，他往往在人群当中呢，讲话呢，这是比较强势的。那往往是非常有主见的这样一批人。
So those people when they talk, they have a strong tone.Also, they are very opinionated.
那为什么会这个样子呢？因为他们觉得他们有这个自夸的条件和资本。
Why is this? Because they think they are higher qualified than anybody else.
那前几年有一个基督徒的一个聚会。
There was a fellowship in the church one time.
那么大家在聚会这个前呢，都要先介绍一下自己包括这个介绍我自己的这个优点和缺点。
So everybody tried to introduce themselves before started.Talk about your advantage and your shortcoming.
那么有一个人呢站起来介绍他这个他的优点的时候呢，他说我最大的优点呢就是我特别的谦卑的。
So there's one person he introduced himself. He said, "I'm the most humble person."
那么大家听了以后当然是哄堂大笑，因为这不是谦卑的语言在自夸吗
？So everybody laughed because this person used the whole humble language to boast in himself.
那我们再看这个二十七节的经文27的经文啊，那很明显在这里面讲，一个因信称义的人，他必须知道自己在神面前是完完全全的罪人。
So verse 27 tells us, one person that justified by faith, completely very knowledge know that he's a sinner in front of God.
那就像路加福音当中的一个浪子，他是非常悖逆的，对不对？他这个要父亲把他的这个产业都分给他去。
In the book of Luke, the prodigal son that is a very rebelling son, he wants his father to give him the inheritance.
他这个挥霍一空以后，这个产业挥霍一空以后呢，是流浪到一个地步呢，是与猪呢一起来争食的。
And afterwards, he spent everything, and he was in the pig pen.
那么当他遇见、啊、他回来以后遇见他父亲的时候他是怎么说的呢
So after he come back the first sentence he said to his father was
他说父亲啊我得罪了天又得罪了你从今以后我不配称为你的儿子
He said father I have a sin against heaven and against you I am no longer worthy to be called your son
他对他的父亲说我是个罪人我是不配的
He said I'm A sinner, I'm unworthy.
我们看见这个浪子，他确实是个罪人，啊，他确实罪孽很大。他的父亲还没有死，他就要称啊，吵着这个要分产业了。
We know this prodigal son is a sinner. Yeah, it's a before his father passed away, he asking for his inheritance.
即使在今天啊，这个在今天的社会，他这样的一个行为，他仍然会遭到人的一个谴责的。
Even in today's society, such behavior will be condemned.
但是我们要知道，这个圣经每个例子背后，它有很多属灵的一个含义的。
We know there's a scripture, there's a meaning, a spiritual meaning behind it.
那么这个含义呢，属灵的含义就是一个人来到神的面前呢，他必须看清自己的一个本相的。
The spiritual meaning is when we come to the Lord, we need to know ourselves, the true self.
当我们在嘲笑这个浪子的时候。我们应该思想，难道我们不是那个悖逆的浪子吗
？When we look down the prodigal son, then we would think we are the prodigal son.
我们的本相就是一个完完全全远离父神的这样一个罪人。
Our true self was the one apart from God.
是一个完全的一个罪人。
Is a 100% sinner.
所以这个保罗在这里强调，一个因信称义的人，他必须认为自己在道德上是毫无可夸的，是一无所有的这样一个人。
So Paul emphasized that one person that justified by faith is the one in front of God. We have to know we are morally bankrupt. We have nothing to boast about.
是没有主耶稣，我这个人必定死定的这样一个人。
If there is no Jesus Christ, we are destined to die.
但是圣经是告诉我们，你夸口道是应该是夸什么口呢？是告诉我们夸口当指着主夸口的。
And the Bible tells us when we boasting in the Lord.
是因为耶稣为我挂在十字架上了。
Because Jesus Christ has died on the cross for me.
我们来看一下中文这个义字，就知道了这个义字有两部分组成的。
So Chinese character just this word is combined with two characters.
那上面是个羊，就是无罪的羔啊，代罪的羔羊。
On the top part is the sheep, that means represent the Christ.
下面就是我。
On the bottom is me.
就是这个代罪的羔羊为我的罪被挂在十字架上了。
That means the lamb have a sacrifice for me on the cross.
所以保罗在这里非常简单的告诉我们，一个因信称义的人他要必须看清自己原来的一个本相到底是怎么回事。我们原来本来就是污秽肮脏的一个罪人，是来到神的面前的。
So Paul right here tells us we have to be very clear to understand we are.Justified by faith, and we know our true self. We are very filthy sinner.
我们没有任何可夸的。
We have nothing to boast about.
当我们用这种心态来到神的面前的时候呢，那圣经借着路加福音第十五章这个故事告诉我们，那个父亲呢，就拿出一切上好的怎么样来给这个失而复得的儿子，他们就一起欢喜了。
So if we have this attitude, we understand. Then Luke chapter 15 tell us then.The father gave this prodigal son everything the best for his returning.
那我们接下来分享第二点，因信称义不是靠着律法之称不靠立功之法。
Second, justification by faith is not achieved through the work of the law.
那这两节经文呢？那我想我们大家都照着这个字面的意思都看得懂，没有什么特别难理解的地方。
So we can understand from the verse.
那这里的经文呢，它只是一个总结保罗前面讲的话。
Right here, this is the conclusion of the Paul's statement.
因为保罗前面用大量的篇幅来证明，你犹太人有律法，你照样犯罪，你根本不能在神面前称义的。
So Paul has mentioned that even Jewish has the law, but they cannot keep it. They also is a sinner in front of the law, in front of the God.
那保罗，所以说保罗在这里再一次强调，任何人他不是靠着自己好行为 来称义的，而是要靠着相信神已经给人安排了耶稣基督这样的一个救恩的。
So right here, Paul says people cannot be justified by their own behavior, but by God's grace.
当人这个面对耶稣基督所成的这样一个救恩以后呢，我们人所要做的非常简单的一件事情，就相信基督的一个救恩。
So when the Jesus has completed salvation for us, then all we have to do just by believe.
那么这个信呢，就是得知这个恩典的这件事情呢，就好像一个人呢是落到一个深渊当中，靠自己的努力呢是永远爬不出这个深渊的。
So receive this grace is by a person that fall into the pit. No matter how struggle he is, he cannot get out of the pit by himself.
人用自己的力量呢，他只能在深渊当中呢向上爬几米以后呢，就又掉在这个深渊里面了。
Yeah, maybe in a hole that you can climb a few feet up, but then later on you're still gonna go back down.
无论人下面这个掉在深渊里这个人做再多的努力，他始终是没有办法来爬出这个这个深渊的啊，堕落一个深渊的。
So no matter how he tries, there's no way he can crawl out of the depths by himself.
人在艰难当中，他就伸出手来要人来救他。
So this time that he needed someone to help him, give him a helping hand.
那么这个时候呢，就上面有一根绳子下来。
And this time when there's a rope coming from above.
那么但是同时呢，你需要用你的手来抓住这根救命的绳子的。
But in the same time, you need to use your hand to grab the rope.
那么这根绳子呢叫恩典，下面这只手呢叫信心。
So this rope is grace, and the hand grab it is a faith.
那神的恩典呢，只有临到他。愿意能够抓住这个恩典的，用相信的办法来抓住的这样一个人。
So God's grace only can be received by who believe in Him and grab the grace.
那所以说，保罗在这里面告诉人啊，这个因信称义，他不是靠着你个人的行为，他只能是凭着信心来领受神从上面来的一个救恩。
So Paul tells people that justified by case by faith is not by your good behavior, but by faith.Believe in God, believe the grace.
那么这其实是在告诉我们一件事情，人要用人自己的办法救自己，神会用神的办法来救人的。
So this tells us, we people, human beings, we use our own math to save ourselves, but God has His way to do it.
人的办法呢是靠着好行为，那神的办法呢是要用相信的办法。
And the human being used by good behavior, but God used by faith.
那当这两种方案这个摆在人面前的时候，人应该选择哪一样？
When you have these two options, which one you should choose?
那人在做选择的时候呢，它就是一个属灵的征战。
When you choosing, that's a spiritual battle.
人的办法就是人本，神的办法就是神本。
The way of man is the man's nature of man. The way of God is the nature of God.
这个属灵的征战，即使是一个人信主了以后，我们都时时刻刻面临着一个人本和神本的这样一个属灵的征战。
So even we believe the Lord afterwards, we still will face this our human nature or the nature of God.
特别是人在做决定的时候，这个方方面面做决定的时候，是按照人本还是按照神本，这是一个非常重要的一个信息。
A lot of time when we make decision, do we use a human's way or use God's way? This is very important.
但圣经非常清楚地告诉我们，我们要选择的是神所安排的。按照神的心意呢，就是这个祝福。那么按照人的心意呢，就是咒诅。
And Bible tells us we need to use God's way. We need to accept God's arrangement. If we do everything by God's way, then we will get blessing. In human's way, then we will get curse.
那弟兄姐妹，我们看到这个保罗是要求人必须要用信的方法。
So Paul asks us to use by faith.
那我们若是熟悉圣经的话，是这个圣经以这个连告诉我们，连我们的信都是神给的。
So we believe in Bible. Bible tells us even our faith was given by God.
那这里面讲得非常清楚，你们得救本乎恩，也因着信，并不是出于自己，不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves; it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast.
对不起啊，这个今天我们常常听到有人说啊，这个人信耶稣，这个信他也有功劳的。
So when we say, oh, these people, he believe in Jesus. So if he believes, and the belief, his believing give him also some credit.
其实这里的圣经告诉我们，连我们的信的功劳都没有的。
Right here tells us even.Believe is coming from God.
都是从神那里来的。
That's from God. It's not from ourselves.
啊，这个，因为我们这个，我们在之前这个读罗马书的时候，保罗已经在前面第三章十一节，他已经下了个结论。他说没有明白的，他说没有寻求神的，一个人都没有的。
In Paul 3:11, there's no one who understands, no one who seek God.
没有寻求神的，怎么会去有人信神呢？这都是神所赐给的恩典。
So if no one believes in God, no one seeks God. So when our belief was also given by God.
所以我们即使是信了耶稣，也不是这个你的功劳。一个人来到神的面前，他必须清清楚楚知道，我这个人是没有任何功劳，我是一无所有的。
So when we also believe, we don't get any credit. So when the person come to the Lord, have to be 100% understand we are nothing and we have nothing.
人不能救自己的。
We cannot save ourselves.
当人按着神的心意去行的时候，你会发觉都是恩典。
So when you do everything according to God's will, you will understand everything is grace.
这个恩典不是等到你因信称义以后啊，你才会发觉。那么前面的经文就告诉我们，他怎么说呢？他说，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪。
So this grace does not.Happened after we believe. It was also before. On the verse it says, because in his forbearance, he has left the sins committed.
这个忍耐和宽容就是神在等我们啊，等我们。这个就是神的恩典。当我们还没有信主的时候，神在等我们，这个就是恩典了。
So before we believe, God is waiting for us. This is the grace.
神在我们领受这个救恩以前，我们已经蒙恩了。
So before we've been saved, we already received the grace.
若是我们没有这个恩典的话，其实我们早该灭亡了。
If we have no grace, then we'll be destined to die.
我们今天还能够站在这里一同来敬拜神，我们坐在这里敬拜神，我们还活在那里，是因为神的忍耐和宽容。
So today we can be here, we can stand in here, worship Him. It's because God's patience and God's tolerance.
今天我们看到世界上还是有很多人不信神，但是他们都蒙了神的忍耐和宽容的恩典。
So even there's non-believer in this world, but they also receive God's grace, which is patience and God's tolerance waiting for them.
如果一个人真的能够谦卑的思想神啊，在神面前思想的话，那么我们会发觉从头至尾都是神的恩典。
If we can really humbly come to the God, come to the Lord.And we think about everything what we have is totally from God's grace.
原来是忍耐和宽容，现在是白白的得的基督。我们这是绝对是恩典。
We used to get God's patience and tolerance. Now we receive God's justification freely. This is grace.
好，我们来看第三点。
Number three.
好，我就不读节约点时间，我们这个经文就不读了。那神呢是不用这个立功之法。因为那是人本，那神的办法呢，就是神本。
So God don't use human's nature. God use God's nature way.
人用行为，是神用这个信心的方法。
God use behavior. God use faith.
那保罗呢，现在是又把这个律法和这个割礼呢，就是连在一起了。
Right here, Paul talk about laws and circumcision.
那凡接受这个割礼的，都是亚伯拉罕肉身的后代。
So the one that got circumcised, that's the Abraham's descendant.
亚伯拉罕的有两种后代，一种是肉身的，一种呢是用信心的这个得着这个后代。
Abraham has two descendants. One is physically, one is spiritually.
亚伯拉罕不单是犹太人的父亲。
Abraham not just Jewish ancestor.
亚伯拉罕之所以重要，是因为神和亚伯拉罕是立过约的。
The Abraham's importance is because God has made a covenant with him.
亚伯拉罕要成为多国的父。
Abraham is going to be the father of many countries.
那个时候神已经暗示神要使外邦人得救了，因为亚伯拉罕是信心之父，圣经告诉我们。
At that time, God has implied that the Gentile will be also saved Because Abraham is going to be the father of faith.
那所以说呢，我们看到这里有两种后代，一个是肉身的后代，一个是信心的后代。
So there's two descendants right here. One is a physically a descendant, and the other one is the spiritually by faith.
肉身的后代就是亚伯拉罕的这个守律法的啊，身上有这个割礼这个记号的这样一个后代。
So physically descendant is the one that by keeping the law by circumcision.
那男孩出生八天以后呢，就有这个割礼，来证明他是亚伯拉罕肉身的后代。
So boys, after they're born in the eighth day, they're gonna do circumcision to have that. They have a mark on their body to show they are the Abraham's descendant.
但是今天这个经文告诉我们什么？如果有人不受割礼的，从肉身来说不是亚伯拉罕后代，但是用信心的方法，他就是亚伯拉罕的后代。
Today's verse tells us if we did not receive circumcision in our body, but we use by faith, then he is Abraham's descendant.
我们今天借着什么可以成为亚伯拉罕的后代？
What do we use today to become the Abraham's descendant then?
我们没有割礼，我们没有这个律法。从肉身来说，我们和亚伯拉罕没有任何的关系。
So we did not get circumcision. We did not have circumcised. So physically, we don't have any relation with Abraham.
但是我们今天，我们只要有信心，我们都能被神称为义了。
Today, if we have faith, then we can be justified by God.
这个，我们今天身上也有记号的。
Today, we have also a mark in ourselves.
以弗所书告诉我们，圣灵在我们里面做一个记号的。
Ephesians tell us that we have mark from the God.
一个重生得救的基督徒，他里面有圣灵内住的。
A reborn Christian, he has Holy Spirit lives in him.
圣灵在我们生命当中会做很多的工作。当我们在犯罪的时候，他会做责备的工作。他也会赐给我们各样的能力来侍奉他了，等等的很多很多。
The Holy Spirit will give us a lot, will guide us in many ways. Sometimes when we sin, the Holy Spirit will rebuke us, and he will also give us many gifts to do our ministry.
在我们看到这个神拯救世人堕落的世人，他不是在新约里面才给我们一个大使命，他在这个旧约当中已经说了有这样一个事情会发生的，因为他有和亚伯拉罕有立约的。
So therefore, not just by the New Testament we have the Great Commission, but by God when He gave Abraham the covenant, He already implies also the Gentile everyone.Will be saved.
那这里的信息我们看得非常清楚啊，这个是神不仅仅是要救犹太人，他也要使外邦人得救的。
So we know not just God not just want to save Jews, He want to save also Gentiles.
所以他们不应该老死往不相往来，因为他们在一个身体里面的。
So therefore, they should not be against each other. They are the same body in Christ.
保罗在建立这个教会的时候，这个我们都看到，在教会当中有犹太基督徒，也有外邦基督徒的。
So at theNew Testament and the post church that we can see, there's also Jews, and there's also Gentile Christian.
他们都是因信称义合而为一，来有一个合一的生命来侍奉这个耶稣的。
They all was united by faith and in the body of Christ.
但是很可惜的，今天很多人都说是信耶稣，却是做的不是一个身体里应该做的事情。
But today it is very shame. Many people claim they believe in Jesus Christ.But they do not do what a body should do.
这样的事情神绝对不喜悦的。神如何在讲这个分裂的？是非常严厉的。
So God will not pleasing on this. So when we talk about split, God is very angry about that.
我们知道这哥林多前书第三章开始的时候，他就是讲这个哥林多教会是有人搞分裂，有这个结党的。但是他在十六章十六十七节，他是告诉我们说，特别是这个十七节，若有人毁坏神的殿。那神必要毁坏那人，因为神的殿是圣的，这殿就是你们。
First Corinthians chapter 3:16, don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. For God's temple is sacred, and you are that temple.
神的话非常非常的严厉，神说要毁坏那人。
God is very serious. God said this person has to be destroyed.
盼望我们弟兄姐妹，我们都不是那人。
Hope that we are don't become that person.
我们都是顺服神的心意，在真道上多做合一的工作。
So we are unified in the truth when according to God's will.
因为犹太人也好，外邦人也好，在基督里面都是因信合一的，他们是在一个身体里面的。
No matter Jews or Gentiles, they all are Christian, a body in Christ. All together should be unified.
最后我们分享第四点，因信称义呢，不是废弃神的律法。
Number four, justification by faith does not abolish God's law.
三十一节，这样我们因信废了律法吗？断乎不是，更是坚固律法。
Do we then nullify the law by this faith? Not at all. Rather, we uphold the law.
保罗在这里，他要除去人的一个误解，好像保罗这个给人印象，他是保罗这个不重视律法的。因为这个在之前保罗强调这个这不能因行而行律法而称义的。
So right here, Paul will tell people that not just because you cannot keep the law, you cannot be justified by law. It doesn't mean Paul ignored the law, but Paul just want to emphasize that we cannot keep the law.
因为人行不出这个律法，但是保罗没有说律法要作废啊。
Yeah, because we cannot keep the law doesn't mean we need to abolish the law.
我们知道这个人因为守不住这个律法呢，是应该受到律法的一个刑罚的。
So we know that if you cannot keep the law, you will get punished.
但是这个刑罚呢，现在有主耶稣基督呢，是为我们摆上了。
But this punishment was fulfilled by Jesus Christ.
那从而成全了这个律法。
So he fulfilled the law.
所以律法本是公义，本是好的。
So a law, it is justified, it is good.
但我们要知道这个犹太的律法它有几个部分组成的。
Jewish law has combined with several different ways.
那其中的这个仪式的律法呢，这个我们不需要去行了。因为这部分律法包括这个献祭啊、洁净啊、节期等的规定。因为基督已经这个为我们摆上了这个赎罪祭了。
So one is a ceremonial law. This one has no more practice because Jesus Christ have put on the sin offering, and this offering and some cleansing and some festival is no longer practical.
那我们也知道这个，它有这个旧约圣经它有道德律法的。但道德律法的这个就是我们所讲的这个十诫体现了神的圣洁、公义、慈爱。那这些原则在新约当中常常被耶稣所强调的。
Jewish also has the moral law, that's the Ten Commandments, and also talk about God's holy, God's just and love.
那并且呢，适用于所有基督徒的。
But this, in the New Testament, Jesus also mentioned that, all the Christians need to obey.
那耶稣自己他也说过，他说他不是来这个废掉这个律法的，他要成全的。
Jesus also said, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophet. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them."
所以保罗把这个律法，他在这里讲得非常清楚。
So Paul has stated very clearly right here about the law.
因为这个因信称义呢，它不是靠着律法称义的。
Because justification by faith does not by keeping the law.
但是人信了基督以后呢，是要行出好行为的。
But once we become a believer, we need to have a good behavior.
是要让人这个看到我们在这个基督在我们身上的香气的。
So people can see the God's armor in front of us.
那圣经怎么说呢？
What the Bible says?
因为我们在神面前，无论在得救的人身上或灭亡的人身上，都有基督馨香之气。
For we are to God the armor of Christ among those who are being saved and those who are perished.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，爱我们的主，我们感谢你。你借着罗马书的经文再次告诉我们因信称义的四个不是是为要我们更加明白你的基本的一个真理。我们求主帮助我们在这个末世的时代不为世俗所动摇，持守纯正的真理，并且行出你的训诲，帮助我们行出基督谦卑的生命，凭着信心单单的仰望主你自己的恩典，在真道上合一侍奉，成为群羊的榜样，叫看见的人将颂赞和荣耀归给你。谢谢主，听我们这样的祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名求。
阿门。
阿们